Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Joining us on the line, Garrett Cleversley is the owner of Max Solutions Plus in Williamsville, joining us to talk about 5G technology. Garrett, thanks for being with us. I think a lot of people are a little confused about 5G, especially when they're hearing the news in recent days and seeing some of the commercials that 5G will be turned on. And there's a lot of people who are walking around with phones right now that say 5G up in the corner thinking, what? I thought I was already 5G. What exactly are we talking about?
It's the next generation of 5G, using a higher frequency to give you, if you start seeing the advertisements of the ultra wide and things along those lines, it's just a higher speed version of the 5G on a different frequency.
So I'm wondering, Garrett, will it be noticeable when they make this switch today, or have you noticed that they've already made the switch to 5G?
It's supposed to be turned on today. I know because of some of the interference and the controversy over the airlines, like AT&T is using lower power near the airports.
So looking at that problem near the airports, we're being told that, okay, around airports, it's not going to be turned on. Do we know around how far near the airports? Is that going to be noticeable, do you think, if you have the new 5G, the next generation, and then you go near an airport and it goes to the old generation or something else? Are you going to notice a speed difference?
I don't think it's going to be noticeable just yet. The phones will need to keep, you know, catch up. The ultra wide needs to be more widely distributed. And 5G is pretty fast. It's just opening the door for more devices. You know, you see Verizon rolling out their 5G home hotspot for places that don't have internet coverage. So it's really just opening up the band for more people to be on it at greater speeds.
You know, talking about that, you mentioned home internet hotspots with 5G. Verizon's doing that. I think that's available in Niagara Falls, maybe some other areas. Is that truly the big impact that 5G is going to have? Because, you know, I have my phone. It's probably 4 years old now or so. And I'm thinking, how much faster can the phone really get, you know, 5G, 4G? I can't really ask it to be all that much faster if I'm out and about on the road streaming video or audio or anything else. Is the real impact of 5G in the home?
It's in the home, and I mean, there's still, I mean, the U.S. is really behind on speeds of internet service. There's still times where when I'm at clients, I'll actually use my phone hotspot to download, you know, files and updates because it's still faster than some of the, you know, the internet speeds they have at their business.
You know, when it comes to phones, Garrett, what versions are actually capable of experiencing the 5G? Or maybe I should say, which ones are not capable?
Pretty much your older phones. Most modern phones have 5G built in for the past few years now, at least 3 years. Most of the iterations of, you know, the iPhone 10 and up are available to get the 5G service.
In this service, is this widespread in our area yet? I know that the rollout goes to different cities. I mean, is it today in Western New York? Is it only parts of Western New York that you'll notice it?
Most of Western New York is covered. We're, you know, it's a little bit smaller city, so we're, you know, behind San Francisco and New York City. But 5G has been pretty much rolled out across all of Buffalo and Western New York.
And we had heard, Garrett, that Buffalo Airport is not one of these major airports that would be affected, you know, by this temporary delay in the rollout. So it should be then pretty much across this region.
Right. I mean, the U.S. is behind. I mean, 5G has already been rolled out. This new version of 5G has already been rolled out in more than 40-plus countries. So aviation, everything combined, already has 40 other countries, and countries like France is doing the same thing where their towers are just turned down within 2 miles of the airports.
When these devices go out, we're starting to see more and more 5G-capable devices. I mean, how many of the new phones right now are going to work with this new network? You know, give or take, how many that are sold right now are 5G phones versus something that's kind of working on technology we already have?
Pretty much all of them in the past couple of years have the 5G ultra-wide uses base. Not to get too techno, but ultra-wide 5G will either use the same frequency or bridge to the new frequency that they're releasing today.
What are they working on next, right? There's got to be something else out there that...
Right, how fast can fast be? To me, it's probably more bandwidth, as, you know, there's millions and millions of phones out there and people consuming more and more online, you know, Netflix and Hulu while they're on the road. So, well, I guess technically not on the road, but while they're out and around. Just really increasing the bandwidth to accommodate the amount of phones and hotspots that are being turned on every day.
All right. Hey, you know, Garrett, we appreciate this. What's coming up? What are the new gadgets? We always know that you have an eye on some of that stuff. What's around the corner for us, whether it be from Apple or somebody else that you're excited about?
The two biggest things, hopefully, you know, rumored with Apple is going to be their virtual reality headset, and rumored for 5 years now is going to be their electric car. I think you'll see the VR headset hopefully in the next year or two, and who knows how long that electric car is going to be. It's been rumored for 5+ years now. So
you have a lot of Apple products. Are you going to be like first on the bandwagon when Apple comes out with their car?
No.
I can't wait to see what the Apple car looks like. Right? Are there prototypes?
It'll be interesting. It looks a little bit like the Tesla, you know, but Apple have their own design flair on it, I'm sure.
All right. Well,
prototypes, I'm sure, out now don't match what will come out when it hits the market.
I can't wait to see what that looks like. Hey, Garrett, thanks so much for helping us sort through some of what we need to know on this 5G switch. Garrett Cleversley is owner of Max Solutions Plus in Williamsville, talking about 5G technology flipping the switch today.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.